Charlotte City Council is scheduled to vote this afternoon to authorize bringing the 2020 Republican National Convention to town. Some council members have already said they'll vote no. WFAE's Tommy Tomlinson explains why that's a big deal and ponders what the city ought to do.
Something almost unprecedented is going on in Charlotte right now. There's a big event that might come to town, and our city leaders are actually considering saying no. For so long, Charlotte was so desperate for attention that we'd say yes to pretty much anything. It didn't matter if we were ready or not. Those of us who've been here a while remember 1994, when the men's basketball Final Four came to town. Back then, Tryon Street uptown was full of vacant storefronts. The city plopped temporary bars and restaurants into those empty buildings and renamed it the Street of Champions. We were mocked nationwide, and rightly so. But nobody in charge here cared that much, as long as they spelled our name right. Charlotte has always been the middle child. We're bigger than everything else within close reach, but we're smaller than Atlanta and D.C., and not as culturally important as Nashville or New Orleans. These days, our city is thriving. We have one of the world's biggest banks. We have the NFL and the NBA. We even have a freaking Shake Shack. But a few months ago, when Amazon left us off the short list for its second headquarters, it dredged up some of those old feelings. We still want you to want us, which is why it's such a big deal that the city council might actually turn down the 2020 Republican convention. By all accounts, Charlotte can have the convention if it wants it. Las Vegas is taking a half-hearted stab at it, probably because those Wayne Newton tickets aren't going to sell themselves. Every other major American city has treated this particular convention as if it has a case of scabies. One argument against having the convention here seems to be that nominating Trump for a second term in Charlotte would be some sort of indirect endorsement from the city. To me, that seems silly. The only people who care about where a political convention is held are the people who go to the political conventions, and they might not even remember, depending on how often they ran across an open bar. The one convention site people do remember is Chicago in 1968. That Democratic convention in 68 devolved into a riot, with police beating protesters and tear gas floating in the air. It was a dark moment in one of America's most violent and divided years. Sometimes these days, it feels like we're just as divided again. Many of our fellow Americans are angry, armed, and dangerous. One wrong word from the stage or in the streets, and we could have Chicago or worse. Charlotte, meanwhile, is still trying to process the protests from the Keith Scott police shooting almost 2 years ago. That makes this convention a much tougher call. But one thing we learned from the Keith Scott protests is that looking away from conflict does us no good. That moment exposed the tensions that have been simmering in our city for decades, and it forced us to at least start trying to deal with. The prospect of Donald Trump spending 4 more years as President of the United States of America will expose its own set of tensions. We can let some other place deal with them if we want. But one sign of a strong city is its ability to handle the hard moments along with the easy ones. It's good that Charlotte is not quite so worried these days about whether everybody else loves us. Now that we're grown, it's fine for us to say no. But in this case, as hard as it will probably be, it might do us good to say yes.